or an ad-free listening experience and more stories, please check out Sleep Tight Premium. A link can be found in our show notes. Thank you. Hello, friends, and welcome to Sleep Tight Stories. Rusty and Red are two foxes who love to play. Now that it is springtime, they are enjoying running through the forest, playing chasing games. When Rusty and Red arrive home for lunch, they see their parents talking to Sage, an older fox. They can hear him talking about something in the woods. After Sage leaves, their mother tells them they need to stay out of the eastern part of the forest. The kids complain, saying that is where some of their friends live, but their mom insists. Everything is okay until the next day when they are playing chase and they end up exactly where their mother told them not to be. Rusty and Red meet Wolfie. Rusty and Red chased each other in circles. Red would nip at Rusty's tail before he ran away. Red was always a little bit faster, but speed didn't always matter in the crowded forest. They leapt over fallen logs and bounded through thick underbrush, which was much thicker than years ago. Their parents said it was because of a bad storm the year before. Their yelps could be heard throughout the national park as they ran from one area to the next, each taking turns trying to nip the tail of the other. It was springtime, and there was nothing that young animals wanted to do more in spring than play. Taking a break to drink some water that had collected in a tree stump, Rusty said, somewhat out of breath, "You may be fast, but you aren't as agile as me." "Yeah, right. I was just letting you win so you wouldn't be sad for the rest of the day. And besides, I must have nipped your tail 100 times this morning," Red replied. Rusty looked at his tail, and it looked like it was missing some fur. "Is it lunchtime yet? I'm feeling voracious." Rusty liked to use big words to show the other animals how smart he was. "Oh, you are hungry, are you? Is that why you weren't able to keep up? Out of energy?" Red said, laughing. "It takes a lot of food to keep my big brain energized." "Big brain? That's a laugh. I'm pretty hungry too, so why don't we run home and see what food there is to eat?" "The last one there has to eat all their vegetables," Red said as she ran off.
"Hey, not fair. You cheated,"
Rusty yelled as he ran in hot pursuit of Red. Rusty and Red were foxes and brother and sister. Their family lived in an expansive area of forest in Cavendish, which is located in the northern part of Prince Edward Island. They just moved there after the big storm last year that caused the area they lived in to lose many of its trees. This wasn't the end of the world for foxes, but with so many people making noise with machines to cut the fallen trees, their parents decided a quieter home would be better. Rusty was the smaller of the two foxes and also the slowest. His fur was thick and soft to the touch. Not that anyone other than his parents could ever get a chance to touch it. He was always very cautious and would dart away whenever any of the animals of the forest approached, especially Riley the squirrel, who was always trying to sneak up on him. His tail was long and bushy, though now it was missing some fur after playing with his sister Red. Rusty was also pretty smart, which he reminded all the animals of whenever he had a chance. Red was stronger and more athletic and loved to take chances. Rusty thought she was kind of brave, but would never tell her that. She had a pretty fur coat with colors like a sunset, a mix of orange, red, and brown. She was very quick on her feet and able to run, jump, and play with all the animals in the forest. When Riley tried to chase Rusty, it was Red who could chase him away. She was just that fast. Red was also very curious and adventurous, which would cause her and Rusty to get into trouble from time to time. Red and Rusty arrived home for lunch to see Sage, one of the oldest foxes in the forest, talking to their mom and dad. Sage was a little hard of hearing, and his eyesight wasn't the best, but all the foxes loved listening to his stories. Even with his graying, thin, matted fur, he still looked handsome and proud. "Hey, Mom, we are starving. What's for lunch?" Red asked. "You shouldn't interrupt your elders when we are talking, Red," her father said with a serious tone. He was always so strict and serious. "Over there," their mother whispered. Red and Rusty immediately scampered toward the place their mother pointed to, jumping over a fallen tree in the process. "I'll leave all the vegetables for you," Rusty said. "I hear they are good for your brain and you need all the help you can get." "I would leave it all for you if I wasn't so hungry. How else are you going to grow big enough to be as fast as me?" Red retorted. As they were eating, they listened to what Sage was saying to their parents. "I'm telling you, that part of the forest is no longer safe. I saw it with my own eyes, and I am the only one who has seen one before. We must not go to that part of the forest until we know it has moved on," Sage said. "But I thought they haven't been spotted here for generations," Red and Rusty's father asked. "In all my years, I don't think they have ever been mentioned. Who knows how the creature got here, but I'm telling you they are dangerous. We can't let our guard down," Sage said in a hushed tone. "Okay, Sage. It's better to be safe than sorry. We'll tell the kids," Red and Rusty's mother said. "All right, then. Well, I best be off. Thank you for the food," Sage said as he stiffly and slowly walked away. "What was that all about, Mom?" Red asked. Her mother came over and said, "You kids need to stay away from the eastern side of the forest for the next little while." "Why? That's where we often play with the squirrels, and our rabbit friends Marshmallow and Snowball live there. We go there almost every day," Red said with a mouthful of food. "Sage told us it is no longer safe," their mother replied. "But why?" Rusty asked. "Yeah, why?" Red joined in. Their mother sighed. "You kids always have too many whys." Sage said that he saw a wolf over there, and wolves and foxes don't always get along, so it's best to avoid the area. "A wolf? Wow, I don't think I have ever seen one before," Red said. "The only time I ever remember someone mentioning one was the story that Dad used to always tell us about the scary wolf who would blow away all the strawberry plants or something. Just stay away from that area for a couple days until your father has a chance to see if he can find it himself, their mother said. Rusty and Red napped and played nearby their house for the rest of the day, and their mother was happy that they finally listened to her advice. The following day, as the birds were singing and the sun was starting to warm the forest, all the residents of the forest came out to play. Rudy, the raccoon, peeked out from behind a tree, looking for a free breakfast. Riley the squirrel zoomed by Rusty, trying to grab his tail. Stinky the skunk walked around, making everyone plug their nose. And butterflies, ladybugs, and bees all started their daily activities. If you listened closely enough, you might even hear the tree starting to come to life again after a long, sleepy winter. Rusty and Red got up, stretched, and planned their day. They decided after they ate their breakfast that the morning would, like the day before, be spent chasing each other's tails. Rusty was determined to catch Red. Red dashed ahead, weaving between the trees with ease. Rusty was close behind, darting left and right, trying his best to keep up. They jumped over logs, ran through bushes, and raced across brooks, laughing and playing all the while. The whole forest could again hear their yelps. With Red in the lead, they kept going farther and farther from home, which wouldn't usually be a problem until Rusty finally realized where they were. "Red, we need to stop," Rusty said loudly. "What's wrong, little fox? Tired of losing already?" Red said in a teasing tone. "No, we are in the part of the woods that we were told not to play in," Rusty said. "Oh yeah, I forgot." "Oh, I'm sure it's okay. Sage's eyes aren't so great. I'm sure he didn't see some scary old wolf." Just then, they heard a noise in the bushes. Rusty, being the most cautious, stopped moving immediately and became tense, ready to run off. The noise in the bushes came closer. Red was curious, and in a crouch, slowly walked toward the noise. "Red," Rusty whispered, "we must run. It's likely that scary wolf." Red continued to slowly walk closer to the noise. Then, out jumped a gray and white puppy. And Rusty, scared, immediately ran away. Red growled at the dog and was prepared to protect Rusty. But at the sound of Red's growl, the gray and white puppy whimpered and rolled on its back, showing that it was not something to be scared of. "Hi, my name is Wolfie. You don't need to be scared or angry at me. I'm just lost and hungry." "Hey, Rusty, you can come back now," Red yelled. "The big bad wolf is a puppy just like us." Rusty, cautiously as always, walked slowly back from his hiding place in the forest and joined his sister Red to meet the big bad wolf. "I'm sorry if I scared you," Wolfie said. "I've been wandering around the forest for a few days now, and I'm afraid I am very lost." "Are you some kind of dog?" Rusty asked. "I'm a husky, I think. And I was walking with my family a few days ago, And when I saw a squirrel zooming past me, I just couldn't help but chase after it. And I chased it for so long and went so far that I couldn't find my family afterwards. I hope they aren't too worried about me. It sounds like you met Riley the squirrel. He's always playing these kinds of tricks. You probably couldn't catch up to him because he would have climbed a tree, Red said with a sigh. Oh, he's always causing trouble. Well, if you are hungry, I guess we could give you something to eat at least, Rusty said. Won't Mom and Dad be surprised when they meet our new friend? Red said, laughing. They certainly will. Follow us, Wolfie. We will take you to our home and you can share lunch with us, Red said. Wolfie wagged his tail and followed Rusty and Red as they led him through the forest toward their home. When they arrived, their mother had their lunch ready while their father was still exploring the forest and collecting food. Hi, Mom, Red said as they arrived. We brought a new friend with us for lunch. Do you mind if we share? And their mother was shocked at what she saw. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.